Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This is the Totally Unauthorized Video Game Fan Show, where we talk about video games with kids like you. Let's meet today's gamers.
My name is Lucas.
Cece.
Rowan.
Kira.
Addie. Evo.
Drew.
Alect.
Teddy.
Nula.
Una.
Scarlet.
Hi, my name is Ruth.
Erasmus.
Hey, I'm Julian.
Alexa.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Seal your helmets, because today we're heading to outer space. Let's play...
Among Us!
Among Us!
Yeah, that's one of my favorite games.
Among Us is a multiplayer game for up to 10 people. Most of the players are crewmates who complete tasks to keep the base or spaceship running, fuel the engines, prime the shields, empty the garbage. Crewmates have a lot to do. Watch your back, though, because someone is actually a parasitic shapeshifter known as the Imposter. The imposter tries to kill the crewmates before their work is done. So, is it more fun to play as a crewmate or as an imposter?
Imposter, so you can win.
I hope for imposter, of course.
When it's me, I always win, because no one ever finds out who I am.
I think being the imposter is fun because you're basically always alone. And it's like you against 9 other people. So it's basically like you're the one in power against 9 other people who also have power, but not as much as you.
You feel really special.
Yeah, you feel special and you feel like no one's like you.
The imposter is chosen randomly at the beginning of the game. If it's you, your goal is to kill off the rest of the crew.
Do I get to vent around? And just come up behind somebody and slice them and then jump back in the vent.
And then go into another room, kill them. Go into another room, kill them, if there's anybody in there. Really, that's really all you do, but fun.
The trick, though, is that you can't let anyone figure out you're the imposter. So how do you avoid making your crewmates suspicious?
Not follow them too much and do your own task. And when there's only one person in there and no one else around, you kill them and quickly run.
Basically, I hide in a vent a lot and go through the vent. And if anybody, just one person is in that room, I sneak up from the vent and kill them, run into the vent, and go and leave.
I generally try to, like, scope things out before I do anything as imposter. I do, like, less risky strategies. Like, I only do things when I know that I have a high chance of getting away with it.
Actually, one of my newest strategies is ending up with a buddy, but not killing them. Because then they think I'm nuts, and then I just kill other people.
As the imposter, you look like a crewmate. You can pretend to complete tasks like any other crewmate.
Yeah, you have fake tasks. They don't do anything.
Oh, and there's a special ability called sabotage. Where you can sabotage stuff like oxygen or lights or cause reactor breakdown.
When you do kill a crewmate, you want to make sure nobody suspects it was you. As soon as a crewmate finds the body, they'll report it, calling an emergency meeting.
Say you're at a body right now because you just killed it, because you're an imposter, and a crewmate comes up and sees you, and then you report it to look like you're also a crewmate.
I just kill an electrical, vent to med bay, and then put it on emergency meeting, and then accuse someone random of the dead body.
That's what I do too.
There's a lot of situations where that wouldn't work because most of the time, crewmates, if they're smart, then they're sticking with other people. And if you accuse someone that's with someone or with a group of people, then everyone's like, hey, wait a minute, they weren't there.
When a body is reported, the crew gets together to vote on who they think is the imposter.
If you have like a ton of votes for yourself, that means they know that you're an imposter. And then they kick you out because they know that you're the imposter. And then you have to join a new game.
This is the only time during the game when everyone can talk. If you're the imposter, your goal during the meeting is to make people think that it's not actually you.
I usually either stay quiet and let the crewmates talk to their own doom, or I blame.
The best imposters are masters at blaming other people.
No, it's not me. I think I know who it is. It's Purple or something like that.
Black was chasing me around. I think he might be an imposter. Or I saw Blue near that body.
It's Yellow. Trust me. It's not me. Stuff like that.
In a minute, we'll see how a crewmate can catch an imposter. But first, let's play...
Who am I?
In this game, I'll give you three clues to a mystery video game character from any video game. Your job is to guess...
Who am I?
I'm known for my extreme speed. My first game was in 1991 on the Sega Genesis. I battle against the evil Dr. Robotnik. So, who am I?
Sonic!
Sonic the Hedgehog was created because Sega wanted a main character to rival Nintendo's Mario. Sonic had a run of hit games through the 1990s, and in 2020, he zoomed back into the mainstream with a hit movie all his own. Let's get back to outer space. We've talked a lot about playing an imposter. Most games, though, you end up as a crewmate. Some people like it better that way.
I literally leave the game when I'm an imposter. It's just so stressful. I don't understand why people like it so much. It's just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. There are some people who'll just leave the game if they're not an imposter. I'm the opposite of that.
How can the crewmates win the game?
Well, first, you can finish all of your tasks, which is basically chores you have to do.
Yeah, if the task bar fills up, the imposters lose and the crewmates win.
There are plenty of tasks to keep crewmates busy. Shark course, fuel engines, fix wiring, clear asteroids, swipe card.
You have to swipe a card on like a thing, but if you do it too fast, it's not gonna work. And if you do it too slow, it's not gonna work. So you have to do it perfect.
And you are so vulnerable when you're doing it, because it zooms into that and you can't see if someone's sneaking up on you.
Crewmates can also win by identifying the imposters and voting them off. The easiest way to find an imposter is if you see them kill a crewmate.
Their body just sits there. And then if somebody sees it, they can report it and say where it is. And then they say, okay, did you see anybody there? Because then they'd probably be the imposter.
But what if the imposter is more careful and doesn't kill in front of anyone? How else can you identify them?
If you see the imposter venting, you know that person is the imposter, and you should call an emergency meeting to tell everybody.
Vents are like shortcuts between different rooms, and only the imposter can use them.
What I usually do when I'm the crewmate is, like, I check if there's anyone in a specific room, and then I wait outside the room, and then if someone comes out, I know that they came in by venting.
Crewmates can use visual tasks like submit scan in medbay to prove they're not the imposter.
Just stand in this little circle, and then it scans you. And it's green stuff on you. But if you're an imposter, it doesn't work.
That's how you let people know you're a crewmate. If you get someone to go into medbay with you and do the medbay scan, it proves you're a crewmate.
In the end, crewmates do best when they work as a team. The imposter often targets crewmates who are alone, so...
buddy up with someone.
Well, that's the smart thing to do.
In some ways, Among Us is a simple game, but all the different strategies make it endlessly fun. It's also one of the best games to play with friends, especially if you don't mind tricking them. Where did the idea for Among Us come from? That story is today's
Gaming Goodness!
Among Us was inspired by party games like Mafia and Werewolf. Not video games, actual in-person games that you play with your friends. In Werewolf, for instance, some players are werewolves who try to kill everyone without being discovered. Sound familiar? A small gaming company decided to turn this idea into a video game. Do you know the name of the company that made Among Us? Was it Sorta Sus, Inner Sloth, or Space Cadets? The company that made Among Us is called Inner Sloth. Some big games are made by teams with hundreds of people, but Inner Sloth launched Among Us with only 3 people. The funny thing is, when Among Us first came out in 2018, not many people played it. But then, in 2020, it got picked up by popular streamers and took off like a rocket ship. Soon, it seemed like everyone was running around as busy crewmates and devious imposters. Why do you think Among Us suddenly became so popular?
I think it's so popular because it's basically space murder mystery.
Because a lot of people are trapped inside and they're playing video games more.
I think it's probably because a lot of streamers played it or something.
And also, drama. Killing. Yeah, I feel like it's a game that everybody would like.
But I think there's a different reason. Crewmates kind of remind people as us, and imposters are COVID-19, and you cannot let COVID-19 get you.
How about you? Have you tried Among Us? Have you survived as a crewmate or won as an imposter? When you're gaming, you can do incredible things. Build a world, beat a boss, pass that impossible level. What are your most amazing gaming moments?
Drew beats his older brothers in Minecraft.
Leo and Paul are the strongest. They're really good at fighting, and I've killed them both, so I was really surprised because they're so strong.
Nick wins a max raid battle in Pokemon Sword.
So I just discovered the full region of the wild area. For everyone that doesn't know, it's basically just an area in the Pokemon place that doesn't have like a lot of infrastructure and just has a ton of Pokemon. So I decided, hey, I'm gonna fight a Pokemon here. I'm a level 50 or something. No one else can stop me. Yet little did I know, this thing was a level 75. And every move it did was like ultimate, like, you know, because it was like huge. I thought it was going to be dead. I just remember what it was like absolutely destroying that Pokemon and catching it.
Next time, we'll jump in with the most famous plumber in gaming history, Mario. Until then, keep on gaming.
And Una, do you want to play Among Us after this?
Sure.
Yay!
Hey, listener. Did you know that there's tons of other great shows over at Pinna? You can subscribe to get unlimited access to thousands of podcast episodes, audiobooks, and music just for us. Head over to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.FM to learn more.